Hello and welcome to Short Spanner Podcast. My name is Titi Sule and today we will be talking about taxes. If you are working or earning investment returns, April 15th is an important date. I would like to encourage everyone listening to pay their taxes on time to prevent any government penalties. However, the government also recognizes that we have large expenses that occurs in our lives and provides breaks for them. The government also provides tax break incentives for some initiatives. I will go over some of the breaks that you need to be aware of as you file your taxes. But first, we need to differentiate between a tax deduction and a tax credit. A tax deduction, according to Wikipedia, is a reduction in taxable income and is commonly as a result of expenses. For example, if you contribute to a health savings account, the contribution is a tax deductible. A tax credit directly reduces the amount of taxes you owe. For example, an energy credit will reduce your taxes by the credit allowed by IRS. So the differences are a tax deductible reduces your taxable income and a tax credit reduces your tax liability. Often, tax credits have more impact. So for example, if you get a $1,000 tax credit, that's $1,000 less you have to pay in taxes. But if you get a $1,000 tax deductible and you're in the 28% income bracket, you only get a $280 tax break. So we're going to cover the most common tax credits and tax deductions. I'm going to start with tax credit. The first one is the child tax credit. So if you have kids under the age of 17, they're U.S. citizens and they live in the U.S., If your income is under for a single person under $75,000, and for a married couple under $110,000, you could get some child tax credit. If you have a child or dependent care credit, you could claim up to $3,000. If the child is under 13 years old, or if you have a spouse or an individual that is physically or mentally incapable that you're taking care of. The third one is education credit, also known as American Opportunity Credit. You could receive up to 2 years of undergraduate tuition as tax credit if your income is under $80,000 if you're single, and if it's under $160,000 if you're married. The fourth one is residential energy efficient credit. If you've made improvements to your home that improve your energy usage, you might be eligible. This includes like your HVAC units, so AC or furnace. If you've installed any solar or wind energy source devices, if you've made improvements to your windows or doors that drive energy improvements, you can qualify for this credit. The next one is the electric drive motor vehicle. So if you purchase a vehicle that uses electric power, you could qualify for a credit. So you want to make sure that when you buy your car, that the dealer that you're purchasing from, check with them that the car you're purchasing still qualifies because there is a limit on this one. The next one is foreign tax credit. So if you work outside of the U.S. and you have to pay foreign taxes, you could claim that as a credit. Adoption credit. So if you adopt a child, you could qualify for adoption credit if you are up to $13,750 per child. The next one is credit for elderly or disabled people. So if you're spending, you could get up to $7,500 if you're taking care of an elderly person that's over 65 years old and permanently retired. And then the last one I have under tax credits is savers credit. So if you're a low income individual, if you're earning under $63,000 as a married couple or under $47,250 as a single person, you can get your contributions to your retirement account as a tax credit. I will encourage you to visit irs.gov for all the rules and details regarding the credits. Now I'm going to move into tax deductions and what you can do to lower your taxes. This you want to do at the beginning of the year as early as possible so you can claim the credit for the entire year. I'm going to run through the list. Some were very interesting. I'm going to share everything that I came across. First one is donations. So if you're making donations to a charity or an organization, That is a tax deductible. So that amount that you donated will be deducted from your income. Second one is medical expenses. If you're making medical expenses that exceed 7.5% of your income, that is a tax deduction. The third one is tax preparation fees. So if you pay someone to prepare your taxes for you, whether your CPA or your tax preparer, for this year, you can claim that on your tax deductions for next year. If you own a home, mortgage interest, you can deduct from your taxes. It is a tax deductible, or mortgage insurance or real estate taxes. All those three are tax deductions you can take. This one is interesting. If you're gambling, if you're a gambler and you lose money gambling, you can claim those as tax deductions. If you're out of a job and you'll be job hunting, the expenses that you spend, let's say you have to travel for an interview in another city, for example, those can be claimed as tax deductions. If you're moving from one city to the next, you can claim those as tax deductions. If you have a retirement account, the contributions you make to that retirement account can be claimed as a tax deduction. If you're paying alimony, spousal support, that is a tax deduction. If you have a health savings account, so you're contributing to a HSA, that is a tax deduction. If you're self-employed, the expenses that you make for your self-employment may be tax deductible. If you have a home office, you work exclusively from home, and you're using that space exclusively for work, that may be tax deductible. If you're in the education space, let's say you're a student and you're paying student loans, the interest in that student loans is tax deductible. If you're on the education side, between the grades of kindergarten to 12th grade, you can claim up to $250 on education expenses that you make. And then the last one is the dependent care flexible spending account, FSA. If you're making expenses for daycare before or after school, babysitting, nanny, those can be tax deductible. The websites that I use for this research that I would recommend you visit if you want to learn more about any of the items that I listed as either a tax credit or a tax deductible would be, the first one is IRS.gov. IRS.gov is the official government website that teaches us about taxes. So you can learn a ton of information there about what you can qualify for and what you don't qualify for. The second one is TurboTax. TurboTax, they prepare taxes for people, but they have good information out there for anyone that's willing to learn about taxes. And then the last one that I used that was beneficial is moneytips.com. And moneytips.com shares information on how to save money. So I hope this was beneficial for you. It was definitely beneficial for me looking through all of this information to figure out what I could qualify for and what I don't qualify for. So till we talk again, be the best to you. Bye.